All right, good morning. We're checking things out to make sure that everything's working all right. Something happened. I don't know. I have these crises a lot. I got back from Santiago a couple weeks ago, or last week, and forget the other business needs taken care of. Everybody says that if you feel this way, it's because you're not doing the right things. That's a pretty easy stock answer to give to everything. But I don't know. I just don't know. There's the advice you give the people who are struggling and starving, saying, oh, I work too hard, and then you go, well, you probably need to, do something else. Certainly can't answer that question for myself. Well, how on earth can I answer for this? I was reading this morning about Mr. Beast, a young kid that just played video games online on YouTube. And this poor erudite writer was probably trying to figure out why this kid getting to the order of $1 billion, probably worth $1 billion. Why he isn't doing the same thing, you know, the whole thing of what I do is really important, I should get paid more. You know, kind of the teacher philosophy of it. I should be paid for the nobleness of my work. I should be compensated like that. A lot of people scream at that. You go, you want to make more money, do something less noble. I don't know. Vehicle had been in storage maybe for a long, 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 long time. Somebody found it, sold it. It seems like things work better when they're being used. So, kind of happened with this vehicle. It was just so unaccustomed to being used, it just needed some of the crap blown out of it. Well, I go ahead and let my headset charge, because I think I actually get better recordings off of the headset. I was driving over 20 minutes, and I've only recorded 5 minutes of stuff, so it's quiet, and I've been eating, I guess, what would be considered breakfast. Can't stand, but... Anyway, so I'm sitting here thinking about things that are said about the ultimate value of work. Work certainly keeps you out of trouble. I think it's the biggest thing. There's always something you said about idleness, don't be idle. I don't think that by nature I am an idle person. I'm always doing something, so I think it will be that way. I've never known quite where to put those kinds of ideas. To find something worthy to do at one time. I think it's my problem. I think I'm going nuts. You certainly overthink things. I love putting together exalt.net. I cranked it up so that it's got a domain name for I think that's 5 years. Family Sovereignty, which is the a good project, which I have done very little for, which doesn't just have to do with, it isn't just the bottom up, it isn't just the top down, where it's like, I'm sorry, we need to make sure the government does not invade on the purview of the family. The purview of the family are huge things. These days, the only thing the family can really do is service the needs of children toward simplifying and easing the burdens of schools, you know. We show you are sick, parents have to take care of that, you know, and the kids are having night terrors, that's for the parents to deal with, you know, and parents take care of anytime something bad happens, you know, if a kid breaks his arm in school, the school doesn't take responsibility for that. You know, that family better have insurance, those parents better have insurance on that kid, or the state needs to handle that, because that's not a school responsibility. If you get your arm broken, typically at a business or a store, any other kind of organization, they would be culpable to take care of, especially if you got hurt, on their property. The whole body of law about that. It's just an interesting thing to help you know that families are supposed to fill in the gaps that other organizations cannot fill. The problem is that we all, you know, everybody talks about the most important thing is the individual. The individual is the most important thing. The family is just supposed to be a support group to the individual, and I think that's backwards. The family is the most important thing. Individuals should sacrifice for the needs of the family. It shouldn't be considered, a fully realized person, an adult, a responsible adult, until you are leading a family. That's your biggest thing. That's why the family is central. It's central for a few purposes. It is the pattern used by God. He is our Father. He set up this situation and circumstance for our growth. Given us good, like I said, good material, good things. I don't think we need to make a big deal about all of it, you know, but, oh, well, you know, God told me that. That's fine. That's fine. You find ways to take care of yourself and make it better. Or whatever you need, whatever your needs are. And the family becomes central, not just to governments and organizations and churches and stuff like that, but also to individuals in more primitive places. Families are far more important, and people recognize that as societies get more modern, expansive. I think it makes things fall apart. So as people look at Africa, you know, look how undeveloped it is. Look at what a mess there is over there. Look at all the starving and all the other stuff. I see that. But I think when it comes to understanding society and social needs, I think there's a lot of light happening over there. I was in a very large city, South York. And, I have many struggles with it. Congestion, I prefer driving in places where there's not much traffic. Which is my part of the world. Wow, there are a lot of crazy trucks out there. Anyway. Thinking about the needfulness for so many things. I got involved with computers because money was good. I got involved in child care because, you know, I needed to say something in college. And this was when I was coming out of my mission. I said, wait a minute, I'm pretty good for kids. The kids seem to like me and I seem to like them. So there was money to be made in doing the child care centers, although not very much. It's almost tempting to do something like a farm. Do you need to know for disabled people? Well, I wonder if such a thing could be useful for just child care. Animals and stuff like that, farming, probably farming. And you bring in volunteers, give them room and board and things like that. Very socialistic. But, you know, workable. That would be different. The problem is I have no interest in agriculture particularly. I seem to recall thinking about this on a certain level. It's a kind of a mix of a convent and the child care center. But most people just want to keep in a money-making operation, you know? Everybody there is paid a living wage and stuff like that. Where I would be, you know, it's like, no, we'll give you a place to stay. And, get fed. Take care of needs. Maybe it was originally seen as a kindergarten. You know, this is a German thing. You have to understand a lot of the American education system was taken from the Prussian. And you gotta know that the Prussian system was very much, you know, it was a to create good soldiers for the future. Somebody said that, you know, starting out, it's like this garden. We're raising little flowers. We're raising vegetables. That's for kindergarten, child garden. I wonder if that's the way things could be done. Of course, it's difficult to do in this mechanized world where you do one crop everywhere. You go over here, I see a bunch of wheat. It's actually going to change. It's good. See this field where you didn't grow at all, but this field is going well. Anyway. And a philosophy that springs from this kind of sensibility just makes sense for people. Gardening doesn't work very well out here. That's bad. That's why you have monoculture farming here. Be branded. That's an interesting idea. Maybe, most child care centers model schools. Very expensive, very resource intensive. Constant bringing in of materials needed as opposed to introducing children to a life, a usable life. And kind of patterned after professional foster care. There's people who foster a lot of kids. I suspect you're probably at Westlake again. Being basically just kid farms. Because it smells too much like, well, they're just looking for farm labor. You know, there are plenty of movies, you can look at them all, where, you know, something bad happens to kid parents die, or something bad happens that way, and then they end up getting adopted by somebody who basically wants to use them for slavery. Anyway, so you've got all this stuff going. I think you would be hard pressed these days to just do something like that without getting that kind of accusation. Nice idea though. One could run with that. You would probably have to be, at least have to feel quasi-socialistic. Because that's the way those things work. Does it kind of look like a workhouse? Kind of. Does it look like, you know, everybody lines up the tables for their gruel and you go, kind of. I think about it here. Of how it could be done. NAPEL is somewhat based on principles set down by Anthropocene. How you would be almost all child care centers are basically secular religious schools. I know that doesn't make much sense, but all schools at their heart have a social we don't have words for it. Our basic, basically religious tenets that they live by. Anything that you've got to do and you've got to at least pay lip service to a large extent, is its religion. And every circumstance has its religion. Someone would be a little overt about it. If you wanted to work in this place, but you know what, I'm thinking about this stuff like some weird social thing. I don't know what to think of that. Doing my child development studies. How you could make a place like this work. That it would be. It would be basically volunteering stuff like that. I would want to look at how these volunteer places make this all work and how they can give out assignments for things. But that's because everybody they get has, every disabled person they get has a lot of money with them. Either, well, not just from the state. From the state and typically from family who wants them to go somewhere. And so that's where that comes from. Of course, it comes from the occasionally well-to-do family. I don't think they talk about this. You know, they talk about, well, are you compatible with our community? Things like that. And it's like, I guess I could see that. But the biggest criteria for your compatibility with the organization is you're willing to endow the organization rather than. That's how this stuff really works. The state is a pretty crappy sugarhead, gotta say. You can do it, but you're hard pressed. And the less secular you are, the less money you're going to be getting. Anyway, so there's an interesting idea where I say, you know what, I don't, this is number one, I don't think it's going to fall. Whether or not, that's pretty dang good. Speaking about the Mesa out at Taos and how there's people who are squatting out there. And how that essentially works. And that the opposite side of that is Zion, which is people of one heart, one mind, and things like that. But I think it's because it's people who have a common ethic, a common standard, and a common purpose in life. I think that's what really is. People kind of try to make that into a, you know, you surrender yourself to certain things, and you go, no, you, well, you've got to be the same kind of people, you've got to have the same thing, so that there's not a lot of contention and dissension among you. That's how this works out. I think we try to be united orderly with people whose tendency is to take advantage of it. And the system doesn't work that way. The system cannot work that way. You know, everybody has to wear the garment of the laborer. Everybody has to do what needs to be done. When you can no longer do that, then you can draw on the labor of others. But you can't do that without some judge there saying that you can't draw. Society will fall flat. And too many people are indolent. And that's where it comes to idleness. The things you keep doing, you don't become the idler and leave other people to handle it. You are part of it. And it really is. It's like, okay, are we really willing to become the Zion people? Study these things at home. When you come to church, contribute to the conversation. I'm keeping it together to help others. The system never really worked with a bunch of, you know, in a really depressed area. The vast majority of people had to be productive. Only then could you handle one or two idlers. And the system wants no idlers, none, zero. You can't be an idler. And that's kind of how it works. And you could be ejected from the society. We've gotten way too easy to, oh, we never reject anybody. Everybody is valuable, you don't know. Some people are valuable, some are not. And that's kind of what it is. But this is my religion, my belief system. Can't handle a bunch of idlers. And now it's based mostly on money. Oh God, it went up 20 cents. The Iran thing, I swear they raised the prices. It's just a justification to raise prices. I think it gets right down to it. Okay, well, I'm done. I need to stop now.